Yes, it comes with it. But if I come with it,
another week has gone by.
Okay, here we go.
And it's time once again. Well, let's just felt it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Life Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Carrie is pissed off. Hey, guys. Welcome to Female Encounters of the Life Kind. If you haven't heard it here before, folks. Carrie is pissed off.
Carrie's coming at
home. Everybody coming to you live from Traeger's, and Carrie is pissed. Why are you pissed?
Well, where do I begin? I want to know how everyone else feels about what I call the 1-800 number fiasco, where you're transferred 17 times and no one really knows what the hell they're doing.
It
feels like a relationship, and I don't want a relationship because you're on your phone for 45 minutes.
I like to call it the toucan sand dance.
Like, I just ripped this poor dude with an accent that I don't even know. I don't care if it's a dude, female accent. I don't give a shit. Just do what I want. And I know that they
What's a female accent, Carrie?
You're the queen of accents. What the hell are you talking about?
A female accent.
But I understand the nicey-niceys. That's what I call them. Mm. And when I used to work, at one of the private airports, and you had to answer the phone, like, hello, this is so-and-so. How's your day? How may I help you? And I'm like, let's quit through the bullshit and be like, hey, what up? You know, like, what do you
That's
want?
Your customer service voice? Here's mine. Ready?
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
Thank you for calling. How can we help you? We're having a wonderful day here at Traeger's with the old doghouse. Open at 5. Traeger's is open at 4. How can we help you?
You nailed that.
Welcome to seasonal depression here at Traeger's.
That might be what it is, because it's bloody hot, so everybody gets snappy.
It's freaking hot.
It's so hot.
Welcome to summer. Anyway, sorry. Speaking of Traeger's, though.
The female encounters of the life kind have fully challenged the male encounters of the life kind.
Yeah. I saw that one of them laughed at it, but they didn't respond to it.
Yeah, there's no response. They haven't told us a time and date.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're interested.
I think we should put a friendly wager on this.
Well, I've heard through the grapevine that they're probably going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, maybe? Do say.
I don't know. We'll see.
I think we can whoop them.
Probably.
And Traeger's does this every Thursday?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on, the categories or whatever. I don't know.
Oh.
I know they have single on Wednesdays, though.
If there's the category of being a Karen, I'm in.
I like to be a Sharon.
Oh.
You can be a Karen and I'll be a Sharon. How about that?
Is there going to be some guy named Aaron involved?
Ooh. I don't know who that is. I hate Aarons. Don't send me on them.
I hate Aarons. That's another thing. It's like an 800 number. Okay. But we're going to wait for male encounters to let us know when and where, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be a little calming right now. Let's talk about something calming. It's Amazon Prime Day today and yesterday. I went nuts.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
I know. Can I tell you what I got you?
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Okay.
It's probably ADD meds,
no,
but go ahead.
It's a Nicolas Cage pillow. It has sequins on it that when you go like this, it's red, and when you do this, it's Nicolas Cage.
Wow, is it because I don't like him and Fiona Apple?
Yeah.
So next time I'm on an 800 number, I'm going to take my Nicolas Cage pillow out back and
you can punch it,
express myself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of stuff that I almost bought, but I did pull the trigger on that because I knew you'd like it. So.
What else did you almost buy?
There's a bread pillow.
A what?
A bread pillow.
That sounds yeasty.
It's literally... Yeast, you hear me out. It's literally shaped like a baguette, like a...
Okay.
Yeah, I almost bought that.
That's just a fancy word for body pillow.
Probably.
Okay.
A sauna blanket. It's like a weighted blanket that makes you sweat, that makes your face look a lot like it does right now.
Yeah, so it's a hot flash? Okay.
Hot flash blanket?
Well, yeah. I'll just lay on you for free.
And here's something I don't understand. A touchless vacuum.
Wouldn't that be one of those Zumbas?
No.
Oh, wait, Zumba's a workout.
Roomba, so this is Roomba. Like cordless and touchless. It like has an infrared laser that I don't know. I don't get it. All I know it was on in Prime Days and I almost bought it. But
I'm glad you didn't. Okay.
Almost did. Also, a handheld pasta gun. Chicken Alfredo for the table.
Wait, a handheld pasta gun?
A handheld pasta gun.
I have a joke there that I've not
for a handheld
say.
Pasta gun?
Well, I was just going to say we've all handled a noodle before, but I was...
Pool noodles,
pool noodles is what I was referring to.
Help me, I'm a pool noodle.
No, I handheld.
I haven't bought anything, and I need to. Is it over today? Because I thought
you have till midnight. So the night is young, my friend. Well, I went on yesterday. I bought a new bed. I almost bought flooring, but I was like, oh, I better just go to Lowe's.
Are you still doing the tile thing?
Yeah. I started it though, and that's step one. So I put kills down. I didn't have a roller. I was telling them I didn't have a roller to put kills down to paint. It was pretty much paint, right?
I have like so I five used a broom. In my house from used when
broom.
You ordered
that. That's cool. I used a broom, and it worked fantastic. So if anyone is ever in the need of painting something that they don't care what it looks like, use a broom.
That's
if you're
good.
Painting concrete, use a broom.
I
put
never
that
thought
on
about
my
that.
Tombstone. I know we talked a lot about what we're putting on our tombstone.
What did you put on it? I told you I was sick. Is that what you put?
Yeah.
And I told you I was sick. Mine was, I told you that felt good.
You're right.
Oopsies.
You're right. But yeah, the handheld pasta gun, it looked like a hairdryer, Carrie. Like a full-blown, like...
Okay, what's the point of shooting it?
So I think, okay, so it's homemade pasta. So you put the homemade pasta in it. And then when you shoot it, I don't know if it comes out cooked or raw, but it's good to chaw. You know what I mean? Whatever that saying is, done or raw, it's good to chaw.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
Really? Can you explain
that? My dad used to say that all the time. Done or raw, it's good to chaw. I think it's because he wasn't a very good cook. And it's probably why I like everything I eat rare. Done or raw, it's good to chaw.
So chaw's some verb tense of
noshing. Speaking of noshing, we have the old doghouse that's open at 5.
So, didn't Doghouse, and I may be wrong on this because I'm a mac and cheese fan, didn't they win first place at Mac and Cheese Fest this
year? I think
they
came in second, but yeah.
Their stuff was good.
Yeah.
Like, I was about to line jump a few times.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. And I'm really picky about my mac and cheese, but whatever magic they worked there, it was worth it.
Applause.
All the applauses.
Applesauce applause.
I know, I'm looking at them, and they open at what time? 4?
5.
5?
Yeah.
I'm like, open,
are you
going to
go get
open.
It?
I think I might.
What was it? It was like a green chili thing?
No,
or
it's a mac and cheese, because the premise was the mac and cheese fest,
obviously.
But they had like a brisket thingy on it.
Oh.
And normally I hate it when people put things in mac and cheese, because it's fine just left alone, but they now have my permission to put things in mac and cheese.
Oh, wow, that's big.
I think it was a brisket.
Can I put my fork in your mac and cheese?
Oh, we've had this talk.
We're not there still. I'll ask you in another 30 years. That's
okay,
fine.
Yeah, don't touch my mac and cheese, folks, ever.
No. Handheld pasta gun, though.
I want to know the point. What's the point?
I'll have to get back to you, because I literally wrote, looks like a hairdryer. Is it good? Yeah. There's a beer belly fanny pack, too, that I almost bought. But
I think I've seen someone with that, and I wanted to touch their belly button, and it was hairy.
Yeah.
Like
I also would like to get a swimsuit with someone's face on it.
Ooh,
and not
pick me.
Like anyone. Not like anyone. Like, how funny would it be if you just picked someone that hung out in your group of friends but didn't really hang out that much? Like,
well, I'm always late so I can be there.
Up with them on your swimsuit.
Well, I'm always late so I could be there in some form. I'll do you if you do me. Can we do it? I will totally
swimsuits?
Put you.
Swimsuits?
Yeah.
Okay,
I will put you on mine if you put me on yours.
Okay.
I'm not even joking.
Okay, I have to wear a one piece, like, full thing?
Well, unless you want to swim in a parka, I don't know.
I have done that, and I almost drowned, so how dare you?
Well, I would assume so.
Okay,
I'll swim. If you do me, I'll do you. Done deal.
Swimsuits. Over.
With each other's
faces. You know,
we're
going to have to take pictures of that, and that's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be awkward.
It's worth it. But, okay, so, for instance, say you get a random picture of Nancy on a swimsuit, and you show up to the pool wearing your mixologist on your swimsuit.
I'll be like, she's the best yo-yo. Go
that's
over
right, and that's why you have a swimsuit over.
Yeah.
That would, yeah. Okay, let me think of a better example, because that clearly didn't float your boat.
Okay. Kind of went right over my head.
The gas station attendant. Oh. How about that?
Okay, so I'm sucking at examples today. So you give me an example. You go to a gas station and you have Nancy on your swimsuit. What will be the scenario? How will that play out? Let's hear it.
I don't know. In my head, maybe it was a little bit closer to home. That it was people that actually hung out with us. But like, if I showed up and maybe Malia was on me or something, I don't know.
We love Malia.
We do.
Oh, can we have half a face?
We love Malia.
We love Malia. Malia.
Let's do a mashup and what our babies would look like.
Oh my God, we could. We're gonna have the best swimsuits ever,
they
folks.
They have an app for that. They do.
How do you know this randomness?
You know, it's what I do.
Like, how do you know that there's a baguette towel?
I drink and I know things.
Okay.
Hey, you watch Game of Thrones, right?
Yes.
So you get the reference. I drink and I know things. You get the reference.
I'm still mad at Game of Thrones.
Aren't we all? Way to hurry up a freaking ending.
Yeah, that was...
They were in hustle mode. That's
they
why
were.
It sucked. Hustle mode.
It was... Yeah. I have choice words to share about that.
Well, choose them wisely, sister.
But then, did you do the... What's the... The one that came before it that they called it? House of Dragons? Did you watch that one?
No, I haven't watched that yet. I'm still mad.
Okay. Well, when you get unmad, watch that one.
My mom like got super into it, and we finished it together when she was still coherent with it and everything. And I'm like, I think I want to leave it where it's at. I think that can be our thing, and I don't really want to go down that path again, you know? Yeah. Or maybe, you know, in a couple years I'll go down and be like, oh.
It's very interesting. I don't want to give away too much, but I'm going to nerd out when it talks about character development and such. It's, right.
Can I just tell you, as we've been speaking, your face has gotten less red. So.
Well, because I came in hot mad.
Yeah.
I was not pleased with...
Your 1-800 face is now at least a little bit less fuchsia.
Yeah. And when you can't understand them and they're trying to say, hi, how are you? And I'm like...
Oh, yeah, in their female accent. Was that what you said?
All the accent. They're like, hey, how are you? I want to welcome to you calling blah, blah, blah. My name is blah, blah, blah. And how is your day going? I'm like, look, I don't give a shit what your name is. I don't care how your day is. I don't care what your... Anything. This is what I need done, and I need it done now. So, and I didn't mean to Karen hard, but I came in after 18 minutes of listening to elevator music. Yeah, poor guy on the other end, and I
their
feel
bad.
Their
music riles up, like, riles people up.
Well, and then I'm not here for small talk. Gets the point. I don't care how your day is. You don't care how mine is.
Do you
just
think
chop.
If they played, say, music like Triggers does on the hold, you'd be less riled?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think that they should play, like, heavy metal, because that's already kind of angry anyway.
If Dillard's played this, you would shop more.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about that. Like, well, mood music?
Yeah.
Well, I know there's mood colors.
There's, people have proven statistics of what music makes people want to shop more.
Well, and the same with colors. I think with restaurants. So I read an article about that, like, the more colors that are used on the wall or the decor, like, entices appetite.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I think it would be the same in any kind of shopping environment.
So any sort of anything that entices your senses.
Right. So
trigger.
With that being said, how are your senses being enticed when you're Amazon shopping?
Well, first of all, it is your visual senses. Second of all, it's your need to what's the term I'm looking for here? You know. Thank you. Serotonin's for shopping, and it's retail therapy. It's not immediate.
It is
immediate gratification, but it's not immediate gratification as in going to an actual store and getting it and having it as a tangible thing. But then there's the anticipation, which is a whole nother thing, because a lot of the times, a lot of experiences is the anticipation is the best part. And maybe that's anticipating a package. So there's
Have you ever opened something and it's like terrible and you're like, what the hell is this? And then you open it and you're floored at how wonderful it is.
Yes.
So what did you order? I know you said you considered a lot of things.
What did you find? I ordered a new bed. I ordered a new bed frame. Ordered a new nightstand. And I think that's it. Oh, and a new bed. Like a bed set, comforter set.
Oh, I love those.
I know.
New sheets, especially
whoever
if you shave
your
legs.
Whoever invented the term bed in a bag?
Genius. An all-in-one. I got a bathroom in a bag at Sam's the other day.
They should just put everything in a bag.
Like the soap
mental
holder,
stability
the
in
soap
a bag.
Dispenser, right. Disability in a bag? Is that what you just said?
Said mental stability in a bag?
Oh, I thought you said disability.
Oh, golly.
It's called a colostomy.
Or an oxygen tank.
Or an, no, I said mental stability in a bag.
I thought you said disability. We should probably cut that part out.
You're fine. But I am redoing the floor in my bedroom.
With a broom.
So I was going to ask you, what is the most Tim Taylor thing you've ever done?
That's a really big word. What?
Tim Taylor? Home improvement.
Oh, Tim Taylor. God. Well, I flipped my last two houses. Well, the hubby did it. He's like Bavia, and I was Martha Stewart. So I designed it and told him what to do and how to do it. So I have done a lot.
Okay. Don't have one claim of fame thing.
Well, are you going to talk about my current injuries? Because
I was leading up to it.
Okay,
but
I figured that's what you were doing. So I may or may not have had a mold issue in one of my bathrooms or two. And there's a mold spray that I purchased, and it said use a spray or spray, don't touch.
How many bathrooms do you have?
I have two bathrooms.
Two bathrooms.
Why are we whispering about my bathrooms? But I also have a big lot, so a lot of men choose to use nature's bathroom, which is okay with it.
I have a lot of men visitors that choose to pee outside.
I don't have a lot of men visitors, but I'm like, just go outside and pee. But, and it said use a spray. The spray wasn't working, so I poured the solution into a bowl and wrang it out and used my hands, not realizing all the do not let it contact skin, and apparently chemical burns are fun.
Can I sing the song that I thought in my head just now?
Oh, do it, do it.
Ring, 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 ring of fools.
Oh, wow. I can see how you were on American Idol, too. That was really nice. But yes, so I was in the ER with chemical burns, which is really fun, and you really understand how much you miss your fingers when you can't use them. I have three good fingers, but actually, I think they look good today. The blisters are going to pop.
Three good fingers. Three. So you didn't... You have three...
Wow, HR is...
Three good fingers.
I do. Well, no.
What
well,
a friend.
One's a thumb, but I have three on this hand, and this thumb are good, not burned. The blisters are starting to pop, and I've been bandaged quite a bit, and I've had some... really good help from people in my circle, because washing your hair, wiping certain things, and cutting up food has been a little dicey. So yeah, I've had some great people in my circle. But lessons learned, read the label, folks.
Nothing shows you who is down to ride more than
somebody's
chemical
gonna
burns
wipe you?
On your hands. That's important.
Yeah,
I kind of want to do it just to see.
Like I was fully bandaged. And
I call this the carry test. I imagine like Joker, he just acid.
I'm gonna line all my homies up. I'm all, come on, what are you gonna do?
Who's
homie test.
With? Yeah. That's well. I'm
have
glad
you ever
you're
done
better.
Like what is your stupidest injury? I think we had this.
We did
right.
have this conversation. And I
this is
my
now
Achilles.
This now trumps
but this
everything.
This is now okay. Yeah, this is yours. This. I'm so glad that we are here for this. Like in. Because that was literally last week, or 2 weeks ago that we talked about this.
Well, yeah, I was in the ER, what, 2-3 nights ago?
Yeah.
Fun
well,
times.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Well, did they do blood tests on you, too? Or?
Well, no, because I took the carton with me and the chemicals in it. So, well, I called
this
poison.
This is what I did.
I called
that sprayer that's attached. Oh, look at that.
The one that says donut, like, don't let it contact skin.
I so thought it said donuts.
Donut.
My bad.
I couldn't even touch it if there was a donut. So it said, if it contacts skin, call poison control. So I call poison control. I do the 1-800.
2 days later.
And it was 2 days as it was eating away at my skin.
Oh, my gosh. You waited 2 days?
I did.
Oh.
Well, I didn't realize that it can, like, I thought, like, a burn, like, oil or hot popcorn or whatever.
Hot
that
popcorn.
Surface that apparently chemical can soak in and actually get, like, crazy to the bone. I didn't realize this. So I call, and they're like, nope, you got to go to the ER. We're going to call and let them know you're on your way. So I get there, and I'm like, my name's Carrie Inskeep, but it looks like I want to fight somebody. Because my fingers are burned some all. My name's Carrie Inskeep, and I'm here. What, what?
When the blood flows, when it's down, I imagine that pulse.
Right. So, yeah.
Hold on, wait.
What?
Carrie,
I come
Carrie
in like,
a picture.
My name's Carrie Inskeep, and I'm here. Like,
let's do the Carrie. Chemical burn Carrie, let's go.
No, but when I went to the ER, I was like, my name's Carrie, and I'm here. So I think everyone wanted to fight me.
Okay, there you go.
No, they do. Yeah.
All yours is the best.
But I made it even better because they asked, and this is where I probably got my name on a list somewhere. Because instead of saying I was just a dumbass cleaning mold out of my bathroom with the chemical that I couldn't read instructions when I absolutely can read very well, my go-to answer. They're like, what happened? I was like, it was an accident in a meth lab. So let's go ahead and clear up right now that I don't have a meth lab in my bedroom, but I wanted bedroom or bathroom. That was a slip.
Nowhere in your house do you have...
Nowhere in my house do I have a meth lab. But just watching their response, like sometimes saying weird shit is fun to watch shock value. And the doctors, and then you could see the other people in the ER, because there were some sketchy folks in there. You could see the rest of them look at me like, how much? Like,
hey, two winks and a gibbler. Hit me up. Let's go.
Gibblers. Everyone loves gibblers. And I'm holding up my hands like, well, I can't open a baggie for another 7 to 10 days.
I would imagine the blood made it hurt really bad.
It would. So that first night, I couldn't even sleep because I tried to rest him on a pillow. So even in my sleep, it looked like I was getting ready to fight someone with the what up hands.
What up?
My dogs were even kind of skittish.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Your hands look less swollen. So
they look really good. Moral of the story in this, guys, read the instructions. Also, if you value your rings and your fingers swell, take them off immediately. Because my rings,
you almost got cut.
They did. Yeah. Well, and that one finger, the one that was the most swollen, and there's cuts on it where the ring was cutting into it. That's how swollen it was. So, yeah. Or just read instructions to prevent all of it. You don't have to sacrifice a ring.
There's a reason it comes with a sprayer. And we did this a couple weeks ago and
used
the
sprayer. But the sprayer stopped spraying.
And you knew, okay, well, it was probably clogged. So put it in some warm water. Hot, preferably.
Well, where were you on this?
And well, here's you didn't even tell me.
Here's where I knew it was a problem. I poured in the bowl, I wrang it out with both hands, and then I used my bare hand, I grabbed the rag and was rubbing on the tile surface in the bathroom, and my fingers were melting through. My fingers were melting through the rag. Like, the rag was disintegrating in my hands. My eyes are burning, nose burning, throat burning, and at one point I should have been like, yo, dumbass, maybe you shouldn't be touching this with your skin.
Yeah.
But that inner conversation...
The damage was already done.
Yeah, the inner conversation didn't happen until it was a little too late.
Okay, another thing I want to talk about.
Okay, here we go.
I'm thankful for your hands. God bless. You needed both of them and your digits, but you know who your homies are. Boop, boop.
Yep. Would you wipe my butt?
I would. Yeah, I mean, if no one else was there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm in.
She's all in.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Okay, what's your question?
I want to talk about wedding season.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
It is, it's wedding season. It's hot as hell, but it is.
Yes.
Wedding season is upon us. And I have four in the next month and a half.
Good Lord.
One of them I am officiating, and I have a mental block writing their vows or whatever, like their, as their officiant. I have a mental block. Every time I go to write something, I got nothing.
Wait, you have to write something as an officiant? I thought that was given to you like a script.
No, I have to write it because they've requested. No, actually, AI. A, they've requested it, and B, I always do that anyway because I feel like it's fine. But I don't know what to write. Every time, like I said, every time I sit down to write. But here's another thing: I work best under pressure, and it's in like a month and a half.
So, oh, I'm so like that means you have a month and like 14
but
days.
But they want rough drafts, so I'm not a rough drafter. I'm a trust me, I got this, lady. But
wow,
I know. So that's where I'm at. And they also want proof that I'm ordained. So I had to go back to 2012 to find an email of my ordainedness.
That's a great word.
Ordainedness. And I had to print it out for them because either they don't believe me or they're worried that this ain't real.
Can I ask a silly question?
Always.
Do you have to be ordained in each state? Or is it a nationwide thing?
You know...
County? Because I got married in La Plata County in the state of Colorado. Like, where does that ordainedness come from?
It's the spiritual humanism, so it's national. I am ordained through the religion of spiritual humanism.
And is that recognized statewide, countywide, federal?
Federal.
Wow. Nationwide, I guess, would be a better word. I don't know.
Are you asking to get married in Mexico? Because I don't think I could do that.
Well, there's a lot of things you're not supposed to do in Mexico that happen anyway. Not okay, that I've ever done that,
fair.
Dad.
But my coworker is going to Mexico this weekend for 3 days. I think that's wild. He's leaving on Friday and he's coming back on Monday. I'm like, you're spending a weekend in Mexico? Neat.
Look at all of us at the table. Wah, wah. We are jealous.
Yeah, well, all I know is that I have a writer's block. And that's never happened to me, so it's new to me.
AI, they'll write it up for you in no time.
What do you mean, artificial intelligence? Wow, why?
They do, but I can't do
my
that.
My natural
that's
intelligence took
me.
You
do
start
it.
With that. You put your little tip inside. Yeah,
my natural intelligence took me a long time to get that.
Your NI?
That'd be.
No, I went to NIT. Yeah. I'm fine.
I don't know how that works.
Okay, well, do you have any, like, tips about marriage? Little quids?
I am probably the last person in the world to ask about tips for marriage other than don't do it.
Well, I'll be sure to say that for sure. That in your vows.
In the vows, I'm like, well, love that you guys are optimistic. That would be a terrible, terrible thing to say.
Ignorance is bliss.
You guys rock it on. Although, can I tell you on the ending note, one of the funniest jokes I ever heard at a wedding, and since you said you're getting ready to do tile and you used a broom, it made me think of this. So one of the, it was a, I don't know, the groomsman's speech, and it said, guess what, guys? Marriage is like tile. Lay it right the first time, and you can walk on it for years.
Oh, I hate that.
It's kind of on point. Just saying.
Okay, well, I'm going to do, what's the opposite of that?
Get a floating floor, everything's open-minded, I don't know.
Oh, I hate that.
Shag carpet if you're a certain age, I don't know.
Ridiculous.
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's your thoughts on marriage, Connor.
Well, what are your thoughts on marriage?
I've never been married in my whole life, so I don't
know. Oh, the night's still young.
What time is it?
Let's survey the room, see what we can do. I'll be ordained in about 5 minutes.
It's spiritual humanism. It's federal. You're fine. I also wanted to tell you that it's National Simplicity Day.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
No, but that explains my lack of makeup. I mean, I'm just simple today.
Simpleton. It's National Snow White Day. Welcome. Did you know that she is the most homely, according to popular belief?
Well, yeah, because that's what she says in the mirror. She doesn't feel like she's attractive, right?
This one?
No, Snow White.
Oh, I was. But you both looked at me.
I looked at you when you said this one.
HR is taking care of sensitive needs.
But isn't that, in a bag.
Isn't that her basis of Call running back. Away because she doesn't feel worthy and she feels
Snow
homely?
White.
And
no.
Well, her stepmother was also kind of mean to her. But that's also a premise of a lot of princess stories.
True. Cinderella comes to mind very quickly. Ooh, I wonder if Cinderella ever had chemical burns.
Wait, Sleeping Beauty on this spindle thing, that was also a stepmom, wasn't it? Or a mean nurse or something? Yeah, she touches the spindle or something.
No, that's Maleficent, right?
Not Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
It's not a stepmom. She's spinning the yarn and she pricks herself on the...
But because
I love in the movie
it.
He says it Maleficent. Like, it's like, you have a lisp. Maleficent! No! Maleficent!
Circles back to another conversation.
Of a lisp?
No. No, no, no.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's the best part.
I don't know shit about shit.
Well, I'm just glad you're okay. I'm glad you weren't sucked into Amazon Prime Day like I was.
No, but you did remind me I need to purchase something here in a minute.
Well, you have till midnight. And just don't go down the rabbit hole and buy a Nicolas Cage sequin pillow.
You know what? I will love that pillow. If you really got it for me,
I feel like I have
something I feel like I need to get for you, so.
Well, you didn't give me a birthday present, but I'm not upset about it.
I didn't at all? Wow.
No, Amanda walked in and you went, you got her a present? And I was standing right behind you and I'm all... That's cool.
I know. It was so sweet. I think she was the only person that did. I'm like, my house is maybe your present? I don't know.
No, I'm just teasing you. I just saw that and thought of you because Nicolas Cage. He could eat a peach for hours.
Oh my God. I just died inside. Next, someone's going to give me a Fiona apple.
I would have believed you died inside when you got here more than you died inside right now. You look normal.
I was pretty hot on the phone when I came in here. I was...
Super.
Displeased with the
super
process.
I'm what? Talking to her husband.
Super duper. Which one?
Super duper hot. All right. Well, we've learned a lot in this episode.
Good times. Everyone, go shop on Amazon and please come watch us at trivia while the female encounters a whoops ass of male encounters.
We're gonna figure something out, and it's gonna be fun, and we're gonna be good at it. We're gonna have to get it's it.
I think we need to put
something.
A wager. I think we need a wager.
Money?
No, oh. Like something way... What? No! Wait, with who? Because if it's Nicolas Cage, I'm out.
Right. Nobody here.
Like, if we win,
not having a good time.
Like, if we win on one of their podcasts where they live stream, can they wear t-shirts with their faces
on
it?
Live stream?
Well, they will if they lose.
Okay.
And if we lose, we wear a t-shirt with their faces on it.
I'll live stream.
I'll live stream.
Try me.
Try me. We're not screwed.
We'll figure out the logistics later, but...
Yeah, we're waiting for their response. They have not yet responded.
I haven't proposed it to Ken yet. I don't know if he's...
Oh, can...
Can we bully him into it? We're not afraid
Absolutely.
Of being bullies.
Oh, no.
Absolutely. He's not a big... The only reason that we did as well as we did, and that was the wake-up call team, was because of Ren and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
They're like,
can we have a team? Can we have a team of four on this one? Like, let's go ahead and throw down the terms.
You know what? There's a game that we played whenever we were in Denver that I think would actually be really good for this. Because we'll talk about it later. But
I don't think Traeger says that.
Well,
I'm game for any kind of throwback.
Listen here. We're supposed to record at Jessica's and have coffee. I think this would be a good time to do that as well. Because you just need your phone. And, yeah,
is it
we'll
the stupid forehead
it.
Thing?
No, it's not a stupid forehead thing. Good Lord.
Well, I'm just making sure.
Why is it always about five heads with you?
Wow. Well, because they have the thing where you're like supposed to guess on your phone and then dip. I was just wondering. So I don't think we should do like...
That's it today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your cleaner underwear.